I thank God this blessed privilege God given to me to come in this assembly and share in the word of God with you. Many years back, I heard about this assembly. One of our brother was in this assembly. You may remember that Harry Menon, he was with me. He was in this assembly. Then he shared about many, many good things and about this assembly. That's why I know this about this assembly. Then, you know that my son Samuel also in this assembly, and he's also sharing with the good things. We always thank God for this assembly. I count that it's a great joy and a privilege to come this place and sharing my testimony as well as the word of God with you. Once again, thank you for this dear assembly. And I came from the Jacobites background around 45 years back. My original place is Kerala, Mylapore. From the Orthodox background, I came, that I said that 45 years back. Then afterwards, first I came to the Lord, then my whole family came to the Lord. Now I thank God for that. This all the years, God kept in a wonderful way and led us in a wonderful way. Another thing, how I came to this full-time work, just I want to share about a few things. Then I will say about the what is and doing the ministry, so various places, that also just I will share it for the prayer information. I think 30 years back, I was working in Mumbai. God spoken in various ways, and particularly I was working in that field. Still, I am remembering that Psalm 52, verse 7 and 8, God specifically is touched and is spoken through his word. Then because of that burden from the childhood, I have the great burden for the Lord's work. Then because of the situations and circumstances, I always try to avoid to full-time service. Then particularly God called me in the fine morning, and I resigned my job and came to the full-time ministry around 30 and 31 years over. From that time on, Baba Uncle's father is encouraged in that ministry and in a various ways involved the ministry, not only the prayer support, the practical and the various ways that. That is why I know Baba Uncle and his family. I can say that until this time, very faithfully, we have that good fellowship last many years over. After the work, just I want to say a few things about the work. So we focusing on the work in around the Mumbai, because earlier I was working in that places. We focus on when God called me from that time on, I have that great burden and vision about the local assembly. Then God called me from that time on. I decided that wherever there is no assembly testimony, I want to go and share the gospel with the people and to establish the local assembly. That was my burden. Until this time, God enabled me to do the same burden and same vision. Still, I am continuing that. almost this during those years, I can say that almost 10 more assemblies established in different places, that particularly the local assemblies, what I mean that the local people, wherever they are gathered, with that, with the local language, we are sharing the gospel with these people. I thank God for that. Now we are in a different places. There is no assembly testimony, even the Catholic Church there, like that, there is no church, there is no Christian. In that field, we entered into that field and we share the gospel with these people. I can say that now I am in, it's called, that place called the Pen. At present, I am fellowship with that assembly. I can say that the 100% from the Hindu background and the different background and different language, almost 9-10 language people we are gathering. We are using the Hindi language in that among these people. And not only that, from that assembly, the few evangelists come out from that assembly and share in the word of God with the different places, and they also establish the assemblies. The great joy and the privilege, I'm counting that because of his ministry, God enabled me to do that. Until this time, we never published or anything like that, any prayer request or anything like that. But we looked to the Lord, and Lord protected and provided everything for us. That is that I want to share with this matter. And now about the ministry, still new places we are going and sharing the gospel with these people in the various ways. Sometimes among these tribal people, we are entering into that tribal in the various ways. We cannot take the Bible and go in that field immediately. We'll go in the various ways that sometimes we may go through like a salesman with that. And sometimes we entering into that in a various ways to look that places and entering into the personal evangelism with that. Then we share in the gospel with these people, and God enabled and established in the various ways the assemblies there, especially in these all the places. I can say that there is no assembly testimony was there, but God given this wonderful privilege and to establish this assemblies. Please continuously pray for these assemblies, and many obstacles are there, and it's not only we don't have much freedom what you are enjoying, that the same freedom you don't have there, because the various ways, many problems are there and many difficulties are there. But one thing I can say that his promises is always with us, and because of that, we are able to continue in that ministry. I thank God for that. Please continuously pray for that. I don't want to mention much about the ministry and all. I know that you praying for us, because of my son is here, and you know that what I am doing, and continuously pray for it. And just for the short meditation, just I want to share with about the prayer matter, and what Apostle Paul said to the Colossian believers, the same prayer matter. Please pray for us also, because that is very much essential for us. Shall we turn to Epistle of Paul, the Apostle, the Colossians? Chapter 1, verse 9 on, what Paul asked the Colossian believers, or what Paul saying or praying for the Colossian believers, the same thing. Just for the few minutes, we can meditate upon this verse. And verse 3 on, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. Then verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. We know this background about this epistle. Paul had never been in this city. That is chapter 2, verse 1 is saying that. But he heard about this city and about these believers. Then verse 4 saying, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. He heard about these believers. Then he started to pray for this church. Verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. That is the greatest privilege when we are hearing about something, we start to pray. About this work and the assemblies, I said that almost 10, 11 assemblies are there. And you can pray about or pray for these assemblies. What the Colossian believers is needed, the same exact things, we also need that. What Paul prayed about this assembly, we heard, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. See, hearing is a, what we are hearing, that is very important. Nowadays, is a, you know that we are not much hearing about the local assemblies. So many things we are hearing, but Paul heard about the local assemblies established in Colossae. Then he started to pray about. He never been there, but with the prayer, our prayer support, he involved in this church. That is a, he's a concern about that local assembly. You know that local assembly is very, very important to the Father because his name is upon the local assembly. Local assembly is very important to the Lord Jesus Christ because he's died for the local assembly. And the local assembly is very important to the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit leading to the local, leading to Christ. Because the local assembly, when we are hearing, you know that the devil is maximum attacking to the local assembly. I experienced that. Wherever the God's work is going on, the devil is maximum trying to destroy or misguiding to that place or misguiding that church, somehow to destroy that assembly, especially in different localities, there is no Christians. With the painfully, we started some assemblies. Then after some years or after some times, we know that we experienced the devil, how to try to destroy that assembly in a various ways, not only through the persecutions, in a different ways. And the same problem happened to the Colossian believers also. See, that the Paul is heard about this. Is concerned about the local assembly. Dear one, how much we concerned about the local assembly? Earlier I said that I heard about this assembly, the good things our dear brothers said. Because it's the concern about the local assembly is always the praiseworthy. We know that Paul is concerned about this Colossian believers and he started to pray. Pray for what? Pray for at least the many things he's mentioned about this two, three verses, verse 9, 10, and 11 on. His concern, David is concerned about the folk of God. Paul is concerned about the churches of God. We also concerned about the local assembly. We always try to hear what is happening in the midst of the local assemblies. We cannot ignore that. See, when we are hearing, what is the what we are hearing, that is very important. In the book of Nehemiah, we read like this, chapter 1, verse 3 on. When the Hanani came from Jerusalem, Nehemiah was in the palace. He inquired about the well-wishes or well-being about this that dear Jewish people. Then he shared about that. He heard. He sat down and he fasted and he prayed. Then he decided to do something. In the same way, the godly people, when they are hearing something, they always concern about. So just the few minutes, just we can tell what kind of things Paul is praying about. Verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. That is the prayer point. That is the first point. Be filled with the knowledge of his will. What is his will? Chapter 3, verse 16, saying that, chapter 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your hearts to the Lord. It's the minute when you fill with the Spirit, then we can see that what is changes happening, these believers, they are not much worrying about the rest of all the things. When they let the word of Christ dwell you richly, then what will happen? Then the admonition one another in psalms and hymns and the spiritual song, singing with the grace in your hearts to the Lord. When you fill with the Spirit, we always see the changes happening in our life that is lacking in our assemblies. The second thing, chapter 1, verse 9, the Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, I pray for you, the first, to be filled with the knowledge of his will. Second, be filled with all wisdom. And the wisdom is connected with the daily walk. Not only filled with his knowledge, the day-to-day life, we have to be filled with all wisdom. Then, third, have a spiritual understanding. Verse 9. Paul is praying about this, dear believers, Colossian believers, spiritual understanding. Many of the times we are not able to understand, but we need the spiritual understanding. The spiritual man can discern in the spiritual things. Natural men cannot understand that. Even the babes cannot understand that. Carnal men cannot understand that. Spiritual man is always discerning the things. What is happening? Then the verse 9, verse 10, that you might walk the worthy of the Lord. Walking the worthy of the Lord or the gospel. The Epistle of Philippians, Paul said that many are not walking. But he prayed that day-to-day life, we must walk with the Lord. Then verse 10, that you might walk the worthy of the Lord and do all pleasing be fruitful in every good work. When you walk with the Lord, we start to work something. See, nowadays, just to look at the work, in the different ways we can work. Epistle of Hebrews, about the three kinds of, or three types of the work we can we can understand it.
The bad work, the good work, and the chapter 6 on, there we can, there the Paul is mentioned about the dead work. What is the dead work? Work is good, but there is no life in that work. We are doing the lot of things. For the example, I am an evangelist. I can do the lot of things. But what is the motive of what I am doing? Is for the self-glory or something else? See, whatever we do, the work, we always, it's the focus on the glory of God. It's the many ways we can think about the work. But we always remember that what is the ultimate, our aim is focusing on the glory of God or not. Then the Paul is again, they're praying about walk the worthy of the Lord and walk pleasing to the Lord and be fruitful in all good works. Then verse 10, every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11, strengthened with all might. Strengthened with all might. See, the believers need strength from the Lord. You know that the believers, especially newly those who comes, we know that it's a very difficult to go or grow in the Lord. Various circumstances, various pressures in their life, they are not able to grow. But we have to pray for them. Lord, you strengthen these believers because they may be able to stand for the Lord. Then Paul is praying about these believers, how his glory is strengthened with all might. Verse 11, how his glorious power. In the early days, in the book of Acts, we can see that the various power, great power, the great grace, the glorious power, and many ways that we can see the power of the Holy Spirit, we can understand it. Because the power of Holy Spirit leading these local assemblies, the believers can go in a right direction. Otherwise, what happened that the church can grow, but without the power of God, they cannot glorify God. Then the Paul is saying about praying about these believers, and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Have all patience. Verse 11. Sometimes we may impatient. In the field, I can say that most of the time we may discourage and face the difficulties. But patiently, we are waiting for the Lord. Lord, you do something, or Lord, you work in that place. Sometimes I experience the many places how the devil is working in a various ways. Without patient or impatient, we can make so many mistakes. But Paul is praying about these believers patiently with all patience. Then, and long suffering, not just suffering, it's the long suffering. In the ministry, various ways we have to suffer it. But we always remember that the joy of that suffering, because God permitting that, then only we can grow in the Lord. Without suffering, we cannot grow in the Lord. This early believers, this Colossian believers, Paul is praying about with long suffering, with joyfulness, and various ways and various things he is praying about. At least the 12 points we can make it in the Paul's prayer. Just he heard about these believers, then he started to pray. Not any material things, that is not much important. He is concerned about this local assembly, how they have to grow in the Lord. They need the spiritual support. Because of that, without prayer, we cannot, these believers cannot grow that. Paul also joined with this prayer group and he started to pray that. He praying about be filled with the knowledge. See, many times we don't have the knowledge of God. That is why we are not able to worship the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34 says that Paul is saying to the Corinthian believers, many don't have the knowledge of God. Because of that, they are not able to worship the Lord in a proper manner or proper way. That is true that early believers, they don't have that knowledge of God. What are all things we are sharing, they are hearing that. Unless and they are not experiencing that, they cannot. Because without experience, they cannot grow in the Lord. And many don't have the knowledge of Christ. Ephesian believers, Paul is saying that chapter 4, verse 20. Many don't have the knowledge of Christ. Even though, still, in our life also, we don't have much knowledge. Unless and we are not reading the God's word, we don't have that knowledge. Many don't have the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 19 is saying that. But Paul, praying about this dear believers, is be filled with the knowledge of his will. And be filled with all wisdom. Then third, have a spiritual understanding. Then fourth, walk the worthy of the Lord. Fifth, walk the pleasing to the Lord. Sixth, be fruitful in all good works. Seventh, increase in the knowledge of God. Eighth, be strengthened with all might. Nine, have his glorious power. Then have all patience. Then have all long suffering. And have joy. See, with a few words, Paul heard about these believers. Then he started to pray for this church. The same thing I am requesting you, please pray for our assemblies. We are not asking anything apart from this. We need what Paul prayed for these Colossian believers. The same thing, please pray for us. Because the local assemblies is very important to us. The local assemblies very important to God. The same way, the local assemblies very important to us. Just look at nowadays, the local assemblies very weak and very, you know, going away from the Lord. This coalition believers, Epaphras, came in this in prison. He shared with Paul about this dear believers in Colossia, and he heard about these believers and what and all things going on in the midst of these believers. He started to pray. Dear one, in our country, in India, this is happening. What actually happened, the Colossian believers, the same thing happening in our churches. What we can do? What Paul said, the same things, we can pray for that. Specifically in our assemblies, where and all, I am ministering that. Day-to-day life, I can understand it. Without prayer, without your prayer support, we are not able to do anything that. I know that some believers, many, many years over, especially earlier I said that, Bauchan's father and all, well, Ingle's father and all, he regularly is with great, that prayer is greatly increased us. And please pray for our assemblies. May God help us. Thank you for this privilege God given to me and to sharing the prayer points with you. Please remember us in your prayers also. We are also surely praying for you. Thank you.